I'm just looking for the programme. Did you send it over?
Yeah, it should be something about 11 o'clock or something on it.
I've had no email since 9:30.
Yeah, but I mean last night, as in 3:15 in the morning.
Oh, I got that one, yeah.
Well, what are you looking for?
Oh, sorry, was that the show?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I thought that was just you saying, yeah, no problem.
No, that's the whole thing.
Oh, right. Well, I deleted that, you better say
it. It'll be in your delete folder then.
Okay. Yeah, let me go there, hang on. Hold on. All right, okay, well, we start now. Right, welcome to the James Whale radio show podcast thing that is available all over the world, all over the universe. For those of my followers on Twitter who know that I spend more time talking about my dogs than anything else, there's slight noise in the background. You may hear Lulu and Daisy May having a game. Can we be quiet now? No, all right, well, I just have to get on with it, and if it gets too loud, I'll have to go and roll around on the floor with them and stop it. Anyway, welcome to the programme. What a week, another week of great debate, another week of people struggling to wonder whether this world is ever going to get anywhere. And, of course, one of the main things this week that everybody was talking about was the 100 years since women got the vote. Now, hang on just a minute.
Are you sure that's not your stomach?
No, it's not my stomach. I'm trying... Hey, guys. Guys. I'm trying... Come here. Come here. Come here.
Ooh.
All right, okay. Don't you talk to me like that. Hey. Hey, come here. Anyway, right. So we just, I'll either have to remove them from the studio or I'll let them carry on with it. I'm absolutely reliably assured that they will stop in a moment. It may be time for a bonio, mind it. Who'd like a bonio? Oh, right. Not even listening to me. Now, I can assure all those of you who are worried this is a play, not nothing aggressive. What? Trouble is, because it's such a small room, this, they're generating an enormous amount of heat. And the thing about dogs when they fight, and there's an aroma. I know, I like it. I like it. There's sort of hot dog aroma. Are you familiar with that, Robbo?
I've smelt a hot dog before, yes.
Mm-mm. I do. I'm actually, when I think about it, I quite like the smell of a hot dog.
My wife had one the other day.
What?
A hot dog in the cinema. It's got
no,
free
not
one.
A hot dog. A hot dog.
That's what I said.
Yeah, hot dog, you know, sort of sweaty kind of dog, really.
Right.
Okay, we're sitting down now. Right. Well, I forgot where I was. So anyway, guys, that's enough now.
Oh,
guys,
Stern.
Guys, how much longer? Guys, how much longer? Hey, shush, now. I wish you could see their faces when I talk to them like this. That's enough. That's enough. Here. Here. All right, okay. So anyway, oh, I do like that aroma. So back to serious stuff. So this last week, depends when you're listening to this programme, the talk has been about women's suffrage, which I find... I don't have to throw these out. People will think, why don't you stop and just start the whole program again? Well, really, because we've got things to do, and this is the only time allotted to recording this. So it's a little bit difficult and slightly embarrassing, isn't it? I can't think that they're going to carry on. They don't normally carry on this long. They normally do this for about 5 minutes and then disappear.
Now, round two.
Now I'm getting tweeted. Well, oh, gosh, it's my archery friends now wanting to know if I'm going out to play bows and arrows on Sunday. Oh, flipping it. Right, okay, welcome to the program. Anyway, just in case you wonder what the hell you're listening to, this is not a program about dogs and animal welfare. This is the James Well Radio Podcast, produced by Rob, proving that you can be anywhere in the world to do a radio show. I'm in the south of England and he's in the north of Wales, and together we are bringing this nation closer.
It's very cold up here.
It's mild down here, actually.
Oh.
It was very cold last few days, but it's become quite mild at the moment. So this week, we're talking about women's suffrage, which I don't like the term, really, but anyway, there we are, women's suffrage. I don't understand how a civilized society, anyway, could ever decide that only men were superior enough to vote. It seems strange, doesn't it, that that this was quite a normal thing for a long time, that men are superior to women. That's another one of those little bugbears. You know, every time I have a little dig at religion, I can't. Religion, in many ways, started this. The sort of patriarchal religions like Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, they all worship a male figure, and they get their knickers in a twist if women get a foot in the doorway, which, of course, they've got more than a foot in. They've got half the body in now, really. And some religions, I suppose Church of England, will just pay lip service to everything, won't they? That's what, you're in the pub, the vicar comes in and he sort of says a bloody a few times, and then if he really wants to get down with people, he says, oh, fuck this. Then goes on about how I'm just like everybody else. Always entertains me. Anyway, so we're talking about women's votes, and everybody was getting very excited. People were dedicating their programs to it, and we're talking, now listen, don't get me wrong. Women should always have had the vote. Women, of course, and men are completely equal. They're different, but they're equal. And the problem I have with all this, we should be celebrating the suffragettes, and Jeremy Corbyn, ridiculously stupid man, said, I'm going to try and see if we can't get a posthumous pardon for, don't knock on the door when I'm busy. Just hang on there a minute. Hold okay. on. Just keep that thought.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Why am I thinking of Jeremy Corbyn, though? I don't want to be thinking of him. Listening to the Whale household now.
Right, okay. We almost died.
Jeremy Corbyn, in your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, Jeremy Corbyn, and then the ridiculous thing is there's this posthumous pardon for suffragettes. And, you know, I'm thinking, why would you pardon people? Look, they should have. There's no question about that. But why would you pardon people who bombed or tried to bomb 10 Downing Street, who committed acts of arson and were fairly violent in what they did? And people said, well, because the end justified the means. Well, in that case, then all acts of violence carried out in terrorist causes, a lot of the people carrying them out believe that the acts justify the means. The end justifies the means. I don't think anybody should be thinking about a posthumous pardon for women. You know, people say, well, that poor woman who threw herself in front of the horse. She could have killed the jockey, maimed the horse. Apparently, she didn't even mean to kill herself. She was going to put a note on the king's horse. Now, if that isn't the most stupid thing you've ever heard, I don't know what is. So why we hail her as some kind of hero of the time, I don't know. Because if it happened today and the 24-hour news service was on, demonstrator tried to pin a note on a horse during a race, we would all be absolutely furious. Think about it. So I asked the question on our Facebook site, should the suffragettes be posthumously pardoned for their terrorist acts? Russ Kane, I wonder if it's that Russ Kane, I imagine it is, said, no, this is ridiculous revisionism trying to garner votes by Me Too politicians. And Russ, I think that's a very good point. Chris Olcock says, not really. It's like a badge of honour. Steve Kenton says, no, because they shouldn't have left the kitchen. As a result of their selfish actions, many men had to wait for their well-earned dinner after spending a hard day drinking down the pub. I'm not going to give out your address, Steve. I think that would be silly. William Street says, I think they should. Gandhi Manji says the women went out knowing that they were breaking the law and did so to get publicity for their cause, and to pardon them now would undermine all what they did and went through to get women's equal rights. So anyone with any knowledge of what they went through and how they were treated and what they did for women would or should say no. Yeah, but I think you're actually, Gandhi Manji, I think you're actually trying to say that they were right in what they did. Some of the things they did were completely wrong, completely and utterly wrong. Justin Richardson says, was Nelson Mandela pardoned for his terrorist activities? Was he? I hope he wasn't, because that's another very good point. Nelson Mandela was active as far as terrorist acts were concerned. The ANC did some pretty horrible things. And it's funny, with hindsight, and depending on your view on certain situations, this is why everybody says one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. And will we ever agree on that? I don't know. Some people, if you agree wholeheartedly on a particular subject and you feel that you've been wronged to a lesser extent, we're seeing this at the moment with the great Brexit debate. People on both sides feeling that they are having their views undermined. Dan says no, because it had set a legal precedent that be missed by others. You could pardon the ones that were arrested on trumped up charges for trivial stuff, as I'm sure some were, but not the things that they'd be considered terrorist acts. Thurtle Dando, Dambo, sorry, big man, says, yes, no. Well, I really wouldn't care. Personally, let's focus on the here and now, and if people want to put the wheels in motion, then so be it. But it wouldn't mean anything to me. That's a shame, Thurtle, because you're an arsehole if you really think that history doesn't mean anything to you. Bob Danning says, I believe some of the women were imprisoned for quite harmless activities. Yeah, but in those days, they weren't considered so. If so, that would be a yes. But I do agree some of the more violent and dangerous activities should not be pardoned. I even wonder if some of the women would want to be pardoned. It takes a bit of an edge off what they did. They did the crime, prepared to do the time, not in the knowledge of being pardoned one day. Yes, Bob. But what they did could and may have injured innocent people. And should we actually be celebrating people who achieve something by violence? Now, I'm not sure the answer to that question, because actually, I don't think, looking back at history, Thurtle, listen, I don't think, looking back at history, much has been achieved until there were violent actions, which I think is very distressing and very disappointing. Bill Roberts said, it's a futile waste of time. What gets me is Amber Rudd finds the time for this nonsense when the whole government seems currently incapable of doing anything at all. What's happening to the country? That's my view too. I've no idea what is happening to, well, I do know what's happening to the country. You don't want me to go on about the stupidity of the referendum again, because it's getting a bit boring, and I'll probably do that on another show and another show. Probably another show. But the politicians have become obsessed with the fuck up they have made of this country. And they have. David Cameron, fuckwit in charge, who allowed or made it possible for this referendum. I mean, what a pillock that man is. I mean, I'm sorry. But you give a referendum to us without telling us what the consequences of that are. Why give us the vote without actually giving us the true facts? Because nobody knows the facts, by the way. So don't start fucking shouting at me, you pillocky Brexiteers. Nobody knows what is going to happen if we leave the European Union. People assume, some that it'll be good, some that it'll be bad. Nobody knows. And I am fucking fed up with hearing people saying, well, the will of the people have spoken. No, they haven't. Don't be ridiculous. And this is where democracy falls down, because quite often the will of the people in first-past-the-post democracy means that the majority are aggravated about the result. Think on that. Okay, so the James Well Radio podcast, if winding you up, good. I think everybody should be wound up. I'm fed up with all this kind of shit that goes on about, oh, we don't want to upset people. We don't want to make people upset. We must have a safe space. There's no fucking safe space here, so piss off if you want that. Anything to add?
Yeah, well, some people say that the rebels in Star Wars were terrorists.
Well, of course they were, as far as the, you know, what was going on at the time. They were terrorists, weren't they?
Mm.
They were attacking what was perceived to be the state.
The Empire, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Would we have said that the French resistance fighters against the appalling atrocities carried out by the Nazis, were they terrorists?
No.
But some people would have said they were. Supposing we'd been at war with somebody and somebody else won and they took over this country, because in wars that's what happens, isn't it?
Yep.
You know, and then we started to try to get our country back probably by carrying out acts of violence. Would we be terrorists or freedom fighters?
Oh, that's a good one. Freedom fighters.
Right. And so the Palestinians, who feel that they have been ethnically cleansed from the lands that they lived on, when we, the British, instigated the State of Israel by the What's It Accord, name's gone out of my head, are they terrorists or freedom fighters? This is it, the whole thing. If I had my way, we'd have a new world order. Governments would be got rid of. I would be in charge. There would be a one world government led by me, and everything would be great because we'd live in peace and harmony. But there'd be no more arguments because we'd all be equal under my law.
Yeah, but there might be terrorist acts against you, though.
I'd have to have a very strong force to keep those people in. And see, and that's where it all falls down.
Yeah, it wouldn't be me. I wouldn't be fighting for you.
Hmm.
I wouldn't be fighting against you either, but I
would. No, you would be doing what I told you to do. That's what you would be doing.
Well, I'll put some videos together and maybe edit a few shows for you.
Yeah, but I might want you to do something else. So, you see, this is the whole thing. This is where it all falls apart. And this is when I believe mankind can't get much further than we have got.
Such a shame.
It is a shame, isn't it? Because until there is a completely different mindset, not the mindset of the snowflakes, because they are very upset. They don't want people. They don't, you know, as soon as there's a disagreement, unless, you know, like those science fiction films, unless everybody has an implant when they're born to make sure that they just don't argue with anybody and they agree with whatever they're told. I don't know how it would work, but that would be terrible too, wouldn't it?
Well, you wouldn't know, so you wouldn't care.
That's a very good point, isn't it?
Mm.
That's a very good point. You think if there was a God, the God would have actually done that. So giving people free will has just caused the enormous amount of shit all over the world, hasn't it?
Well, it's definitely his fault or her fault, depending on the way you view God.
Yeah. Well, transgender, I think, isn't it? Because it's
Well,
not transgender. It's all, well, omnigender. Can you have omnigender?
Yeah, every way possible.
Yeah. Yeah. A bit like you. All right. Listen, if you want to get in touch, very easy. You can email me, jamesworldradio@gmail.com. jamesworldradio@gmail.com. You can find my radio show on Talk Radio. And thank you, my friends, putting up the figures again. I didn't tell you, Rob, did I? 100% year-on-year increase. And Talk Radio is now the fastest growing radio station in the country as far as the length of time that people listen to it.
Well, I listened for about 3 hours.
Well, that bumped our figures up no end. Thank you very much indeed. Talk Radio, it's available from your DAB radio. It's available on every... In fact, the easiest way to listen to radio... I don't have a radio anymore. Do you have a radio?
I have Alexa.
I don't want to know about your private life, but do you have a radio?
That Alexa is my radio.
Why would you get radios anymore? It's like cameras. I bet camera shops... Well, there aren't many, are there?
There's still Jessup's. Other camera shops may be available.
Is there still Jessup's?
I'm sure there is, isn't there?
I think they closed down, didn't they?
You might be right, actually.
I don't know. I don't think... I mean, why... Everybody has a very good camera, highly pixelated, on their phone, don't they?
Oh, yeah, phone cameras are getting there, yes. Mm. Yeah, yeah. They're good enough.
I mean, even the videos I do for my show, I record quite often on my phone.
Yeah, and you're filming in landscape now, which is a bonus.
Yeah. Well, yes, you told me to do that. Did you see last night's when I did Ashes?
I saw you wandering around the radio studio with Ash.
Mm. Yeah, that, I thought it was quite funny. You didn't listen to the sound there.
I thought there was abuse in the workplace going on there. He kept on pushing you. I'd make a
complaint. He did, yeah. It was quite abusive, to be honest. These are all on our website. You can see all these little videos I've made over the years, can't you?
You can. There's Cambrian Photography in Colwyn Bay. There's a plug.
Isn't there Cambrian Photography in Colwyn Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, must be very busy.
It is, actually.
So anyway, thank you for that. Listen to my radio show, 7 o'clock until 10, Monday to Thursday evening. And you can phone in live. But if you want to email the show about some of the ridiculous stuff I've been talking, then feel free. This one here says, my name is Stephen Philip Druce. Hello, Stephen Philip Druce. I am a comedy writer from Shrewsbury in the United Kingdom. I have contributed to BBC Radio 4, Extra, The Daily Squib, News Mutiny, The Inconsequential, The Lemon Press, Webby Books and Memoir. I have a new feature for the show. The worst joke contribution. Clean, of course. Here is the appalling joke to get things started. All right. Who is Neil Diamond's favourite actor?
I have no idea.
Sweet David Carradine.
That is terrible.
That is fucking awful.
I've got one.
Go on.
Hang on, can you move your phone away?
Oh, it is away. Why?
That's better. Are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Why is it sometimes hard to see aeroplanes?
Why is it sometimes hard to see aeroplanes? I have no idea.
Because sometimes they're in disguise.
Oh, God, dear. Yeah, well, thank you very much indeed, Stephen Philip Druce. No wonder BBC Radio 4 Extra is such shitty programme content. If you want to send me any more crap jokes, I didn't even get Sweet Carradine. What?
Who is David Carradine?
Didn't he play that? He was the Chinese karate cowboy, wasn't he?
I have no idea. This must be way before my time.
Really? Okay. All right. Should we play some music?
Oh, go on then. That's a good segue.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should. Do It All Again by Pra.
You think when you think of it? Someone lived for this. Do you see the mist darkling when you think?
Was them doing it all again. And apparently, according to Terry, who sends the music in, it was stunning, seductive new single that he'd love to get your ears on. I got my ears on it. There we are. I'm just not sure about the name, Terry. Pra.
I assume it's pronounced that way.
Well, I don't know. Pra. It'll be pra.
Pra.
It's like bra, but with a P.
So it's a double A bra.
Yeah, well, there we are. Now, you had something you wanted to talk about. I noticed in the picture of you the other day that your hair is thinning rather rapidly.
It is a bit, yes. I've got a little hole in the top
of my head. I find that very strange. Hang on, just a minute. Hey, I find that very strange because you spend a lot of your time eating rubbish food.
Yes.
And apparently chips could make your hair grow back, is that right?
McDonald's chips can, yes.
Why McDonald's chips?
There's some sort of silicon coating that they put on the chips that stop the fat from spitting.
Hmm.
Which
Hang on. Do an edit here. I'm just going to stop the dog. Hold on. Right. Okay. Where were we? Okay. So I've sorted the dogs out. They've chewed a bit of my coat as well. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Now, back to your hair. So the silicon in McDonald's chips. Maybe that's why you're getting those man boobs.
The silicon on the chip stops the fat from spitting when you put them in the fryer. And they've tested this silicon. I'm assuming it's silicon. That's what I read. I might have dreamt it, of course.
And yeah.
They put it on some bald mice. Why? I have no idea. But a few days later, the mice grew fur.
So you've been going to McDonald's, getting chips, squashing them and rubbing them on your head.
Yes, and so far it seems to be working.
You've got chips sprouting out of the top of his skull.
Yeah, so apparently a cure is on the way for baldness.
Oh, dear, yeah. Eat more McDonald's chips, good. I'm going off for one of my favourite sausage and egg McMuffin.
Yeah, that's not bad if you like egg. I don't like egg.
I love it. Love it. Love the yellow bit trickling down the corners of your mouth all over your shirt. Love it.
So is that where the term mousy hair comes from?
Yeah, could do. That's a very good point. Yeah, could be. Could well be. Shall we do tech talk? Because I don't think you've done nearly enough on this program.
Deep fake porn.
Go on, then.
Have you seen the news recently about deep fake porn?
No. If I had, I wouldn't have laughed, would I?
There's a new app now that you can get which will convert any person in a video to a face of somebody else. So all you need is some photographs of the victim, I suppose, is the way of putting it, and a video, and then the software will superimpose that face, and it's almost 100% real. The facial move at the mouth, the eyes, everything moves in real time. And there's a lot of famous actresses who have now been transposed into porn films, and it's the new thing that's hitting the internet, and it's quite bad, to be honest.
Yeah, because presumably well-known actresses could look as if they've made a porn movie.
The current one at the moment is Daisy Ridley, who's the lead actress in Star Wars, is appearing in lots of fake porn movies. And in theory, going on from porn... Hang on. Yeah.
So could they impose my face on one of these actors?
Yes.
Mm.
More worryingly, though, in theory, there'd be lots of fake videos like CCTV footage can be doctored.
Oh, gosh, yes. Why were you... Oh, it wasn't me, you're all. Oh, no, no, I wasn't there. We've got it on CCTV. You can't trust that now, can you?
It's getting to a point where it's sort of so believable and be very hard to detect whether it's fake or not.
Yeah. Well, that's going to cause a few problems, so that better be sorted before long.
I think they should make the law very stringent for people that make fake videos.
Hang them.
Hang them.
Yeah. No, I. You know, I don't believe in capital punishment for murder. And it doesn't work. People don't contemplate what might happen when they commit those sort of crimes. You know, lock them up for the rest of their lives, keep them away from people. I suppose you could put them down. Execution doesn't frighten them. But you get somebody who doesn't think they're committing a particularly serious crime, like the little scumbag burglars that lots of us have to put up with from time to time, or the people who rob your car or commit acts of graffiti. You know, the low-level crime that really aggravates the f*** out of all of us. If you were to hang a few of those, and probably do it publicly, maybe half-time during big Premiership football matches, I think it would work well.
Yeah, it'd definitely be a deterrent, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Yeah. Hang a few car thieves outside filling stations, and you would never have the problem again.
Okay.
You know, they used to do it on London Bridge, didn't they?
Well, yes, a long time ago.
But they put the heads, took the heads off and put, well, not that long, a few hundred years ago.
That's a long time
ago. It's not
ago.
Like thousands of years ago, is it?
Wow, it's still long.
Yeah. We've not learnt much, have we?
Not really, no. But the good news
is...
If you've got your own sex tape and it gets out into the wild, you can always say it's fake now, can't you?
Well, that's a good idea, yeah. Well, that's good for you, isn't it?
I'm saying nothing. More tech news?
if you've got anything that can beat that, I wouldn't have thought you could. But go on.
Twitter users aren't really using the extra letters.
No, well, the whole thing about Twitter is that it's good just to use, you know, a couple of sentences. And we've begun to live in Twitter speak, if you see what I mean.
But more people are using Twitter, though, since the introduction.
Yeah.
And Twitter are now making a profit for the first time.
Yeah, good. Well, Twitter, Twitter is my main source of social media, really. I mean, we do Facebook, but Twitter is more immediate, isn't it, really?
It is. And what is your Twitter handle?
The James Whale or The James Whale Show.
And mine is Dead Air Podcast. I only got six more followers last week, so no app.
Oh, how many followers do you need to get for us to have an app?
I said 10 last week and I got six.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is, if we have an app, doesn't that mean that we're diluting the show?
No, because I would do the share of the show from the original source, so it would still add. So, yeah, it'd be fine.
Don't understand a word of what you're saying, but good, fine. Twitter, not using the extra, but if you want to use the extra, you always can. I always find that in most things. If you want extras, it's always worth paying for it.
That's true. I don't know what thought I had in my head then. Right, so iOS has been leaked. Apple's source code for the iPhone, iPad has been leaked. It is an older version, iOS 9, I think. But it does mean that now the iPhones could potentially be unprotected or be hacked.
Oh, dear. I need a new iPhone. My screen is broken again. Well, not broken. I dropped the phone.
Or better still, fake iPhones could be out on the market, as in they can put the source code altered onto other phones.
Oh. It's too complicated for me. I just, you know, just give me the phone and let me get on with it.
Films?
Films, yeah. Well, I haven't seen them. I watched Dunkirk the other day. I got bored.
Yes.
About an hour in.
Yeah, it just needs to sort of... It's just all about noise. The whole film's about noise.
Yeah, there's not much dialogue in it, is there?
No, it's just a few boats and a plane.
Hmm. And, I mean, there are so many other war films that have been done better.
Yes, the Churchill film, the new one, it looks very good. I'm going to be seeing that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Okay. Right, go on then, films. Films you're going to do? Yeah, films.
Coco, it's a cartoon by Pixar, Disney Pixar.
Yeah, I hate cartoons, as you know.
It was all right. Not really one to go and see, one for Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did get on Blu-ray the other day, a film called Mother. It's one I missed in the cinema. That's a really bizarre, weird film, but it kept me hooked. It's about the Bible. It's about Genesis. You know the story of Genesis in the Bible.
Yeah, but yeah, go on.
It's like a horror film, thriller film set in a house.
Yeah,
where the mother is basically Mother Earth, and things happen in the film that are all related to the story of Genesis. It's actually very good.
Right,
one to watch.
Okay.
Very strange.
I'll let you send me that. Yeah, go on.
And the trailer for Solo came out this week as well. That looks quite good.
What is Solo?
The Han Solo spin-off movie, the one that keeps us entertained while they're making the new Star Wars film. But the actor who's playing Harrison Ford, or Han Solo, might let down the movie.
All right. What's his name?
I've no idea.
Oh dear, right. Is that it then?
Yeah, they could have got a better actor. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't look or sound like Harrison Ford.
I'll tell you what I want you to do. I forgot about it. I want you to find this new movie that my friend Luke Goss has directed and starred in.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll just give him a call.
And have a look at it.
I'll get you an advanced screening copy off him.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you'd get it off him, but I don't know where you get it from. I did ask him, but it hasn't been forthcoming. I asked him how he got the idea. He said he'd seen the film Taken. I said, well, that'd be good if it's a bit like that.
He'll have it on his laptop.
Yeah. He could have given it to me.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
He will, yeah. No, he will, but he's gone back to Hollywood, hasn't he?
Oh, well, that's going to make things a bit more difficult.
Well, of course, yeah. Yeah. Right, my turn again.
Yes.
Donald Trump. I think he's doing us a favour.
Yes.
I think Donald Trump has done us a favour this week. I think the first thing that Donald Trump has done that can be heralded as something useful, he has highlighted the fact that the NHS is in turmoil. And so I did ask the question of my lovely listener, has Donald Trump done us a favour in highlighting the problems with the NHS? And some of your response is quite interesting. Terry Wallington says, I think Donald's been listening to the James Whale show. He is trying to get into your good books. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Terry. I think you're right. Richard Wright says, yes, it's rubbish, regardless of how much money gets put in. It's not rubbish, Richard. That's ridiculous. There are lots of very, very skilled people doing exceptional work within the NHS. The problem is not only money, although that is a problem in many cases, it's the people who administer the money and the people who run the health service. Some of them are pretty piss poor. And there was a story in one of the papers this week about one of the administrators in one health service being so useless, got made redundant, but then turned up running another part of the health service. And that sort of thing has to stop. Karen Cliff says, a businessman, he knows what he's on about, unlike the idiots running it into the ground. See, Karen, that's actually the point. Jonathan Cooper says, I think Donnie, I don't know if you can call him Donnie, but there we are, would do well to look at the state of the American health service. Well, they haven't got one. Before criticising the UK, well, what he's trying to do, Jonathan, as you know, he's trying to say, look at what happens when you have a state-funded health service, like Obamacare. But it's not really working because our health care is infinitely better than what they have in America, which is nothing really unless you're very wealthy or you've got enough insurance. But somebody somewhere is going to have to say here that, you know, those of us who can afford to have some sort of health insurance should have health insurance and take the strain off the NHS. And then people who can't afford it will be treated more quickly. It needs the conversation. Elaine Jezza Angel Crow, made up name, I suppose. The NHS might be on its knees, but he needs to get his own house in order. Steve Kenton said, we didn't need Trump to tell us that. A 5-year-old could have done it. Similarity. Steve Riley says, unless you are an idiot, you should not have needed Trump to tell us. The NHS will not be able to carry on as it is. If people can't face up to that, tough. It's fact. Nothing political about that fact either. It's just fact. The service you get from the NHS is now awful. Billy Knox says, the problem with the National Health Service is the Tories want to privatise it and have been underfunding it for years. You see, Billy, idiots like you who say f***ing facile things like that are what keep the politicians ignoring it or trying to ignore it. Nobody wants to privatize the National Health Service, but the National Health Service doesn't run very well. We don't have very good people running it. In many cases, there's some good people, but not enough of them in it. And the funding is not enough. All right, Billy Knox? And nobody's trying to privatize. Perhaps if they did try to privatize more parts of it, which could be privatized, maybe it'd be working better. But, you know, we're all going to have to pay more towards it, get used to it, and maybe those people who can afford it should have to take out some kind of insurance. So don't start going on about the Tories, because the Labour Party were in for 13 years, and they'll tell you, oh, well, we got the waiting list down, which I don't think were down particularly. But unfortunately, what the Labour Party did was nearly bankrupt the country. So get it sorted. Gene Matheson said, thank goodness, he is bringing a lot of UK problems out into the open, and he doesn't care if he gets called racist. Common sense and speaking out are becoming fashionable again, and not before blooming time, says Gene. Graham Belton says, why do some think Trump was doing the NHS a favour by speaking out? He is no friend of the NHS. He's against it. He saw Nigel Farage running it down and people protesting about funding on Fox News, but Trump got the wrong end of the stick. He thought, we don't want the NHS. That's why he jumped in. Graham, he didn't think that at all. He jumped in because he wanted to be all over the papers, but he did make a good point. The NHS is falling apart. And you talk to anybody who works in the NHS, you talk to the doctors and the nurses and the clinicians, and they will tell you exactly the same thing. And whilst the politicians and people like Billy Knox go on saying, oh, well, this one side wants to privatise it, the other side, it will never, ever get the attention that it needs. The politicians need to butt out. And we need to get some decent people running the health service and work out the logistics of what is needed. And then you and I are going to have to pay more towards it, both in our taxes and, as I say, maybe, can you hear the dogs fighting again? Maybe if we can afford, as I said before, some sort of insurance, we'll get it. One last one quickly. Mick Gallagher says, Donald Trump couldn't highlight his own problems, let alone the problems of the other countries. Donald Trump is the clown president of the USA. Thank you for your thoughts. I think we're on to questions, aren't we?
We are. Yes, we are. We are.
Oh, have you gone to sleep? I'm sorry. Am I just hogging the whole thing here?
No, I was thinking while you were reading.
Oh, good. Well, that's what it's all for. Thinking. And if you've got any thoughts about it, get onto our Facebook page and leave them there, or email me at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. That's my email, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. We're nearly finished, guys. It's all right.
Oi.
Oh. We're having a fight. Right, okay.
Questions.
So we better do this before I'm taken off the air by dogs.
Okay, questions for the whale. Alison Brownie.
He's frightened. Yeah, go on.
Alison Brownie. Do you think it's rather ridiculous schools closing for a few centimetres of snow, which is gone by the midday?
Yeah, I do. I don't understand why, when it snows in this country, I'm just looking out of my window now and I see the greyest cloud coming over here. We've already had some snow dumping on us, and I imagine we're going to get some more looking at that. Other countries have it all the time. They don't have to close down. Yeah, ridiculous. I think it's sort of, I don't know, head teachers who get their knickers in a twist about it.
Steve Kenton, why does rocket salad have a use-by date and a cucumber doesn't?
I've never noticed. Cucumbers do, don't they? I don't know. Not a fan. I don't even read the stuff on packets. I sniff it, and if it sniffs all right, I eat it.
And if it doesn't sniff all right, you put it back for someone else.
Yeah.
Colin Watkins, can you come and do an after-dinner speech for my 50th?
Yeah, of course. It'll cost you, but I can come and do it, Colin. Just email us the information. I'm sure we can come to some sort of agreement.
Or we could do a video. We've done a video for people before, haven't we? Wheeling a telly.
Well, we could do a video, but he'd rather have me there and pay for it.
Yeah, but you are very expensive.
Yeah, I am expensive. Even to do a video, I'm quite expensive. So get in touch and we'll sort it out, Colin.
I mean, £50 is a lot of money to some people.
Are you taking the piss?
No, I'm not saying that's what you charge. I'm just saying £50 is a lot of money to some people.
Yeah, good. Because I don't charge £50.
How much do you charge?
It's got a 5 on the front.
Well, there you go. I was close. Lee Stevens. Yeah. Do you believe that the Illuminati?
Illuminati. Come on.
Are, well, it's just the I's and the L's are all merged together because it's the same shape.
Of course, yeah.
Control the world.
Well, of course, it's not. Everybody knows that.
Do they, though?
Do they know it? Or do the Illuminati control the world?
Well, do you have the Illuminati visiting you when you're doing your talk radio show, telling you what to say?
No, they don't need to do that because they're in your head telling you what to say. Those little voices you hear in your head are broadcasts by the Illuminati.
Oh, I thought it was just me that was talking in my head.
Oh, no, that is not you. That is them. They have found a way to broadcast straight into your brain rather than using a radio.
And make you believe it's only your own thoughts.
Yes.
I get
it. Everybody knows that.
Well, I didn't know that. I know now.
Well, good. Thank goodness for that. Well, don't worry about it. It's just normal.
Couldn't they just do this as an Illuminati public broadcast before they do the thoughts in your head?
Well, no. Then, like every other public broadcast, you'd turn off and not listen.
Well, you can't turn off, can you? There's no off switch.
Yeah, no, but you still could not listen.
Or ignore.
Or ignore, yeah.
So you ignore the voices in your head?
No, I wouldn't ignore them because the Illuminati are trying to bring everything together and trying to rule the planet in a far more productive and progressive way.
I'm going to put tin foil on my head. That'll stop them.
Okay, well, that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do.
Or live in a Faraday cage. That'll do it as well.
Yeah, you can do that as well. I've met many people who live like that.
Well, I'm going to be one of
them. They might think they're protected, but are they happy? No.
At least they'll have their own voices in their own heads.
Not necessarily, because the Illuminati are very clever. Don't think they haven't thought that people might want to do that. But this might not be a radio broadcast. This actually could be the Illuminati speaking to you now.
I could be a member.
Well, you are a member. We are all members.
No, I mean as in a higher-up member than most others.
No, you're not.
Okay, thanks for that. Shelley Chadwick. Are correct grammar and spelling important in the English language anymore?
No.
I agree.
Because I'm a dyslexic, I wouldn't know.
Just the ability to communicate is important. How you do it
is
irrelevant.
Much more important than worrying about things like that. In fact, the grammar fascists who insist on pulling you up, I hate them. I loathe grammar fascists. They're so stuck in, oh, well, you can't say that, you can't use that, you can't do that.
Indeed. And when they say, that's not how you spell the word appalling, you go, well, how the f*** do you know it's appalling? There we go.
Okay, go on.
Mark Giles.
Yeah.
Do we get more grumpy as we get older?
No, I found we get less.
Ah. No, I forget that. I was just going to say.
Yeah, I would if I were you.
Matt Sessions. Do I really get this a long sentence? Okay. Why do government ministers, who clearly aren't up to the job, take your pick from the current cabinet, never get sacked or moved? Always happened with previous Tory and Labour governments.
Well, there were a lot of sackings recently, weren't there? But, you know, she can't sack anybody because she has no authority, because the stupid woman, and if it had been a bloke, I would have said the stupid man, went to the country when they didn't need to go to the country, had an election and lost her majority.
And the Illuminati won't let her.
But the Illuminati have it all in hand. So my word at the end of this broadcast, don't worry. Just listen to the voices in your head, and they will keep you on the straight and narrow. Goodbye.
to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.